Okay, let's turn to our text once more. Acts chapter 11, from verse 19 up to 26. Acts chapter 11, from verse 19 up to 26. I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. So then, those who were scattered because of the persecution that occurred in connection with Stephen made their way to Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except to Jews alone. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and began speaking to the Greeks also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a large number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas off to Antioch. Then when he arrived and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with resolute heart to remain true to the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And considerable numbers were brought to the Lord. And he left for Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch, and for an entire year they met with the church and taught considerable numbers, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Let's pray. Our glorious King, we bow our heads before you in worship as we approach you by hearing your word. Use it, Lord, to feed our inner man, that we leave this place needing no more. All of us should be satisfied with this word from you. Use it to rebuke us, to correct us, to encourage us, O Lord, and guide us in the right direction. We thank you and give you glory through Christ our Lord. Amen. Many years ago, the Lord appeared to a man called Abraham. That's when all of us had decided to slap him on the face. When he said he forbade us from eating from that fruit. But we still went ahead and ate from it. He chased us from his presence forever. But because he's the God of love, full of mercies, he started on his plan B. Not this one of Bessie J. The original plan B of our great God. Of how he could bring us back to himself again. And he called one man called Abraham, and among the many things he told him was that all the nations will be blessed through you. Yeah, so the Jewish people became God's people on the face of the earth. The true God was theirs alone. The rest of us had our own gods who have ears but cannot hear. They have legs but they never walk. So this nation unfortunately failed to obey the commands of their great God. And because the promises were theirs first, when we come to the book of Acts, chapter 2, the birthday or the birth period of the church, we find it entirely Jewish. 100% the first church was Jewish. Not even one Gentile in it. It grew like that until when the door was opened by the Lord for the Jews to enter, for the Gentiles to also enter through Cornelius. They started entering slowly, one by one. After some time, it was from 100% Jewish church, it was 75% Jewish, 25% Greek and Gentiles. There was still the majority. After some time, it was 50-50. They were equal. 50% Jewish, 50% Gentiles church. After some time, it was 75% Gentiles and 25% Jewish. As I'm speaking now, it is something like 80% Gentiles or 90. For your information, it will never be 100% Gentiles. No, that will never happen. Yeah, the church will be 100% everyone. It will be 100% all the nations. Where are we preached? We are in chapter 11 of Acts. Last week we covered the first 18 verses. And the major lesson in that passage is that Peter, that the Roman Catholics respect as their first pope, we see him being accountable not only to his fellow apostles but also to other common believers. When he came from Cornelius' house back to Jerusalem, the Bible tells us clearly that the brothers from all the churches in Judea took issue with him. They were not happy of what he had done in Caesarea. Not only the apostles, other believers, they wanted him to account. We entered the house of a Gentile and you even ate with them. Why? But the Pope, that they say, this one Francis, I don't know, is the on the list. I don't know which number under Peter, according to them. No one can talk against him. He's a small god here. He does whatever he wants. So if Peter, that they say was the first, they respect Peter like nothing. If other believers could put him down and he accepted, he explained things to them so that they could understand. Who is Bob? Who is he? And he explained in details everything. And verse 18 ended with these words: God has granted to the Gentiles also the repentance that leads to life. In other words, they accepted that they could also receive members from the Gentiles as part of the family of Christ. So today we continue from there, verse 19. It says, so then those who were scattered because of the persecution that occurred in connection with Stephen made their way to Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except to Jews alone. Here we see the army, the soldiers of Christ from Jerusalem. After successfully preaching in Judea, Samaria, and Galilee, the mighty soldiers of Christ got out of Canaan. They left Canaan and crossed the border into Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Syria. Yeah, you know, everything erupted with the death of their brother Stephen. They started persecuting them, killing them. And the major reason was to contain them in Jerusalem. They did not want them to, their heresies to spread beyond Jerusalem. But what they were fearing, what they were avoiding, is what we are seeing here instead. Brothers and sisters left Canaan after faithfully preaching Christ in Judea, Samaria, and Galilee. They went far away to Phoenicia, Cyprus, Syria. They abandoned their city but did not abandon their duty of preaching Christ. As Matthew Henry says, their enemies scattered them in order to stop them. He says this way, they scatter them in order to lose them. But Christ scattered them in order to use them. Can bad things also come from the hands of God? Yes, we've seen it here. No one of us likes suffering, persecution. Because when persecution comes, it will be beating you, arresting you, sending you to prison. But this has come from the hands of God. These churches that tell you that any bad thing comes only from Satan is not true. They are deceiving you. God brought suffering to his own people. Even in our days, God is still bringing suffering, re-suffering to his own beloved children. For various reasons. The prosperity preachers, this puts them to shame. I don't call it prosperity gospel preachers, it's prosperity because it's not a gospel. Gospel good means good news. So let's look at these cities quickly. They first went to Phoenicia. This is the coastal region at the north of Judea, where the trading ports of Tyre and Sidon were found. It was something around 300 miles away from from Jerusalem. Cyprus was the third largest island in the Mediterranean Sea, after Sicily and Sardinia. It was at about 60 miles west of the Syrian coast. And this was the home of Barnabas. Thirdly, Antioch, and I want to spend some time talking about Antioch. Why? Because where we preached, it's another big turning point of church history, in church history. I already told you how the church began as a 100% Jewish, but things are changing. You and me are entering every day into that narrow road, narrow gate. And the headquarters of the Church of Christ was Jerusalem, a Jewish city. Look with me how the Lord is transferring the headquarters of His holy church to a pagan and a Gentile city. It's amazing. Who could have thought of this? Not Jewish people, not Gentiles. We all knew that this great and mighty God belonged to them, to the Jewish people. Antioch, now, from this passage, this until the end of the book, Antioch will be the headquarters of the church. Antioch was a major pagan metropolis. Chibuka Sebo. The third largest in the Roman Empire after Rome and Alexandria. You cannot even compare Jerusalem to Antioch. It was located some 200 miles north of Sidon. And with the exception of Jerusalem, Antioch of Syria played a more important role in the early church than any other city. Except Jerusalem. The first Gentile church was founded here. And here the believers were first called Christians. Paul used this city as his home base during his missionary journeys. In other words, he could go preaching Christ all over and come back to Antioch. It was the center of worship for several pagan cults that promoted sexual immorality and other forms of evil common to pagan religions. It was also a vital commercial center. But there's a lot that I can tell you, I can share with you about Antioch, the mighty Antioch. Now our friends, you know, when they crossed the border of Canaan, they went to Cyprus, they went to Phoenicia, and to the mighty Antioch. Listen to this. They went doing what they were being forbidden from doing. They did not want them to spread the name of Jesus Christ. But that's what they went doing. And the further they went, the more exposed they were. But they didn't fear anything. They talked of Christ. But what I don't like is this: speaking the word to no one except to Jews alone. They were just looking for the Jewish people. Verse 20. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and began speaking to the Greeks also, preaching the Lord Jesus. So many of them were only going to the Jewish people. But some of them who were the natives of Cyprus and Cyrene, I think all scholars believe that they had heard of what Peter had done. Is entering into the house of Cornelius, and how Cornelius and his household came to Christ. So, a few of them said, no, let's also go and preach to the Greeks. Cyrene was a province and city of Libya in Africa. Now, you might be having a version that says speaking to the Hellenists also. I want to correct something there. I know those who have a new King James Version, even ESV. I want to correct something there. There's a problem there. I also believe that there's a translation problem here. This word Hellenist is usually used in the New Testament to talk about those Jews residing in foreign lands who spoke the Greek language. So, I mean, they had left their home, that's Judea, and had spread all over the world to the point that they had even forgotten all about Hebrew. So they were now very fluent with Greek language and even culture. So this group of people is what they call the Hellenists. So now, your version you have is telling you that these other brothers from Cyprus and Cyrene went to preach also to the Hellenists. No, because the Hellenists had already been preached to. So the Hellenists are also called the Grecians in some other versions. This group had already been preached to, as we see in chapter 6 verse 1 of Acts still. Chapter 6 verse 1, you'll find them there. Chapter 9 verse 29. Chapter 11 verse 20, where we are. They had already heard about Christ. Even the previous verse of our text tells us that those who were scattered traveled speaking the word to no one except Jews. So these are the Hellenists. They had been preached to already. And even this verse 20 says, but there were some of them who came to Antioch and began speaking to the Greeks also. My attention is on the word also. Yeah, my version is okay. New American Standard Version says speaking to the Greeks. I'm talking about those versions that say the Hellenist, where this one is okay. Yeah, because that word Hellenist can easily confuse. The Greek word that is used here in many manuscripts is Hellenes, which means Greeks, and not Hellenistes that is used in those versions you have. ESV and those others, they have a Greek word Hellenistes, which means Hellenists. But many manuscripts have got Hellenes, which means Greeks. Automatically, the way the New American Standard Version put it, Greeks. And the versions and people that support the Hellenist idea include, there are versions and people who support that it is not Hellenist but Greeks. The Syriac version, the Arabic version, the Coptic version, the Ethiopic version, Vulgate, the Eusebius, Chrysostom himself, Theophilact, etc. It is all of those believe that the word Hellenist is not supposed to be there. Yeah, you need to increase on your speed. Yeah, so I think I've helped you understand that you remove in your mind that word Hellenist, because the Hellenists were already preached. And you can still see that a number of these soldiers of Christ were preaching to the Hellenists alone. It's only a few brothers and sisters from Cyrene and Cyprus who decided to go to the Greeks also. Listen. Philip had preached to the Gentiles in Samaria, but these Samaritans were partly Jewish. Peter had preached to Cornelius, but Cornelius was already a worshipper of the true God. It is in Antioch, where we are, all alone, where pure pagan Gentiles were first exposed to the gospel of Christ. I want you to see the level. The work of Christ is taking levels. From Jews, the door opened with Cornelius, who was a Gentile but already a worship of the true God, to real Gentiles, pagans. After hearing what had happened with Peter, these brethren also went and spoke to the Gentiles. Verse 20, preaching the Lord Jesus. That's what they preached to them. That's the gospel. Verse 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them. Some preachers say that the hand of the Lord was with them, that they went performing miracles, wonders, and signs. That might have happened, I don't say no. But also personally, I agree with those who believe that the hand of God here is not in wonders and miracles, it is in the power of getting the word of the message of Christ to insert it into people's hearts and transforms them. Yeah, that's how I understand also, because of the following phrase down there. And a large number who believed turned to the Lord. The hand of God was upon them and gave them power to preach boldly without fear. And the word pierced the pagans' hearts and turned them into the Lord. Verse 22. The news about them reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem. And they sent Barnabas off to Antioch. The attention is still on Jerusalem. Yeah, that's still the headquarters. This is just the beginning of the shift. So people are moving around, you know, trading and doing other things. The church in Jerusalem heard about the pagan Gentiles received hearing about Christ. Immediately they sent a brother called Barnabas to go and witness. Who was Barnabas? He was called Joseph. In some version Joseph, but the meanings are the same. And he was named Barnabas by the apostles. Yeah, the name from his parents was Joseph, but the apostles named him Barnabas. Barnabas meaning son of encouragement. He was a Levite and a native of Cyprus. In other words, he was also a Hellenist. Because his home town is Gentile, but he was a Jew. And Antioch was not very far from his home country. Home city. Yeah, let me first, I'll tell you more about Barnabas a bit later. I'll tell you a bit later. Verse 23. Then when he arrived and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with resolute hearts to remain true to the Lord. Now this man Barnabas is on the scene now. You see some difference between the reaction of Barnabas and the reaction of the church in Jerusalem when Peter entered Cornelius' house? When they learned that Peter had gone to the Gentiles, they were not happy with that. Yeah, but after getting the details from Peter, they said it's okay, let them also, God has also opened the door for them. That's why now when they hear that in Antioch also the same thing has happened, they send there Barnabas to go and witness. And this one, contrary to them before, he was very glad. He was very happy. And he rejoiced and began to encourage those Gentiles, pagan Gentiles who had come to Christ. Don't play around with your name. Barnabas is living up to his name. son of encouragement. He has not begun to encourage believe people here. No. No, he has not begun here. He has not begun here. It does not begin. It's not. This is not the beginning. The whole of his life is a son of encouragement. Friends, we see names in the Bible. Personally, and I have told many people about this in the whole Bible, there are names, big names. Moses, Abraham, name them, David. But to me personally, after Jesus Christ, second one, no one beats Paul of Tarsus. To me, I believe he surpassed any other human being in the Bible apart from Christ. But when I was preparing this sermon yesterday, the Lord opened my eyes to this man called Barnabas, and I shook a bit. These are mighty men of God who rejoiced remaining behind the curtains. He was a son of encouragement even when the church was born. If you go back to Acts chapter 4, verse 36, so let me just read quickly there. It says 4:36. Now Joseph, a Levite of Cyprus, a Cyprian birth, who was also called Barnabas by the apostles, which we translated the son of encouragement, and who owned a tract of land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. So, in short, he was also doing good works, as our brother was teaching us this morning. He was a good orator, a good speaker. We are going to learn again about him in this passage. It is Barnabas. So I'm just, let me continue showing you how he was a son of encouragement. I don't know what your name is, but you know what that name means. I've taught you many times that I'm as a teacher by profession, I've taught students who are called Magombe, they are called, I don't know, Mandwa, they are called, I don't know, such names. If you wonder what were the parents thinking to name their children after such names. This one was given a name, Barnabas, by the apostles, means son of encouragement, because maybe they had seen what he was doing among the congregation. What are you doing in RBC, my brother, my sister? Are you here to encourage your brothers and sisters? You can do it in various ways. So, son of encouragement, Barnabas, upon arriving in Antioch, he begins encouraging these Gentiles. I said he has not begun here, he began a bit earlier. It is Barnabas who first took Paul by the hand and procured his recognition as a disciple. By the brethren at Jerusalem, when everyone was still fearing him, they had not accepted that this man was converted because of what he had done. He had persecuted the church. Even the apostles were not yet certain It is this Barnabas who took him and said, come and let me go and be your mouthpiece. Another sign that he was reputable in the church of Jerusalem, he was respected. He explained to them about Saul. So you find that in chapter 9, verses 26 up to 30. You see how he took trouble to explain to them about his brother. And to prove that he was respected, immediately the apostles and all the brethren accepted and welcomed Saul. But if, although these who are in the church here welcomed Saul, other Jews in Jerusalem had not. They were still chasing him. And Saul had to run back to his home city, Tarsus. And it is believed that it is again Barnabas who helped him go and said, brother, although the church has accepted you, but they can still harm you here. Go back home and first be there for some time. He had a big heart of love. He, according to scholars, he is the one who helped Saul from Jerusalem again to his hometown Tarsus. And no one heard about Saul again. He was just hidden somewhere. He did not hide, but you cannot read about him again. He was behind the curtains. Obviously, there in Tarsus he was preaching. Though it's not recorded here. It is this Barnabas again who went for Paul in Tarsus, where I was. Yeah, let's continue down here and you see. Verse 23. Then when he arrived and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with resolute heart. Now, listen to the words of his words of encouragement. That they should remain true to the Lord. Friends, I'm glad that you've joined the family. I implore you to remain true to the Lord. In other words, be serious with your salvation. Work it out in fear and trembling. It is not something small. In other words, be a genuine born-again Christian. Your coming to RBC every Sunday does not mean you are born again yet. Your being a full member of RBC does not mean you are born again. You might not be, because we are just men. Yeah, why should I not tell you this to you? We might have brought you in because Philip was fooled around in Samaria. You might, we are not men, we are not omniscient, we don't know everything. Yeah, you might fool us around and you go through our Kasenge and you become part of the full members. That is not a guarantee that you are born again and you are going to heaven. Give your soul to Christ. He's encouraging them. Say, friends, thank you for having made this important decision of your life. Please, I beg you, remain true to the Lord. Don't have one foot here and another in the world. Now you are a Christian. You look like a born again Christian. I don't know what you do after church, at your place of work. The words that come out of your mouth are not supposed to come out of the mouth of a born again Christian. Please remain true to the Lord. Verse 24. For he was a good man. Now, verse 24 continues now exposing the character of this great brother. He was a good man. He was doing good. He was helping people. He was full of good works and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. Can people talk of you as a good person? What can show us that you are full of the Holy Spirit and faith? Listen what follows down there. And considerable numbers were brought to the Lord with his presence in Antioch. As he's encouraging them, others are just entering that narrow gate. As he's encouraging, these have already entered. Through his encouragement, others are entering. My brother, my sister, this is your time to enter. It will be late tomorrow. Enter now. Verse 25, and he left for Tarsus to look for Saul. Last night I had to pause a bit here and think. What is Barnabas doing? His spiritual eyes had seen something in Saul. He's not yet Paul, he's still Saul. People have not seen anything in Saul. But Barnabas has seen a secret in this man. He's in his hometown, Tarsus. No one hears about him. He was sent by the church from Jerusalem to go and witness. And we believe that he was sending reports of the work there. But when he saw that the work was overwhelming, rather than going back to those who sent him in Jerusalem, he thinks of his brother. There's a bigger garden here, ripe with the fruits of Christ. But the laborers are not there. He would be going back to Jerusalem. But he goes another way. Oh, my brother is in Tarsus. This brother is zealous. He can do well in this work here. He rushes there. For the first time, he grabbed him on the hand and went. He became his mouthpiece to make him accepted among the brethren in Jerusalem. That was not enough. Saul went back behind his curtains. But again, he goes to get him from his corner where he was into public life. And it's since then, Saul did not go back again. He continued going ladder, step after step after step, until his name, as I'm speaking, is known more than Barnabas even 100 times in the Bible. When they reached Antioch, that's when Paul Saul started getting fame. Barnabas was not jealous. He did not want to eclipse or to overshadow Saul. He was glad to operate behind the scene. How many of us want to be seen here? How many of us want titles here? Oh, I wish I was also an elder. At least even a deacon. And I mean a member of RBC. He is the one, in other words, whom the Lord used to bring Saul from down and until when he was exposed to the world. He brings him to Antioch. 26. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch, and for an entire year they met with the church and taught considerable numbers. Yeah, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. What a good pair, Saul and Barnabas. Just make a research on Barnabas, you'll be surprised. He's a mighty man in this book, in the Bible. Yeah, the work to the Gentiles, God put him on the shoulders of these two men, Paul and Barnabas. He did a lot among the nations, this brother. But because we have different graces, friends, we will never be the same. No. He called us together through the same gate. But never try to compare yourself to your brother or sister. I see some preachers who want to preach like MacArthur, to preach like Paul Washer, to preach like Conrad Mbewe. Never do that if you are here and you would like to be a preacher. When you hear them preach, they try even to imitate the voice. No, God calls us differently. The way we have different gifts, the same way we have different graces. Barnabas was already a mighty man. But it pleased the Lord to use him, bring Paul on the scene, and then he allows Paul to surpass him. Because Barnabas had seen a secret in this man, Saul of Tarsus. Because maybe the work he did, Paul alone, surpasses the work that all the 12 did together. And yeah, after just a moment, we'll begin with Paul until the end of this book. What are lessons, wonderful lessons we are learning in this passage. Who can be like Barnabas? Are you ready to be a son of encouragement? What are you doing? We see we are the younger brothers and sisters, the soldiers of Christ. But what are we doing? We are doing nothing. Instead, we encourage fear. Listen, in the U.S., Grace Community Church of Pastor John MacArthur, closed for some time at the beginning of COVID. Yeah, they closed when the government asked our churches to close. After some time, they saw that the government was now starting playing, games with the church. The pastor said, "No, we'll open." Many churches talked against them. But a friend from there sent me a message that churches that closed around him are losing members every day going to Grace Community Church. They used to sit 5,000 at a sitting. Now they are in one sitting 7,000, and people are still coming. Because spiritual eyes showed him that the government got people started playing games with the church. There's no reason to close down the church here. And they disobeyed by obeying Christ. Will you manage to join me when I ask you to disobey in this country? You will not. You fear too much. Sometimes when I see too much fear in you, Munda moons inside me, I say, "Oh Lord, help our people. They cannot die with us, these ones." Yeah, America, they did not cane them because there's some democracy here. We have dictators here. You are caned seriously. Be ready for that. Yeah, because here, anything small, the soldiers will come and start beating from within here. Friends, why I ask for this paper, I want to read the words from this hymn. Because, thank you, brothers, who made this selection. I don't know. Thank you. Send the light. This hymn speaks a million words in my heart. They scattered them to lose them. Christ scattered them to use them. And they went everywhere scattering the light or spreading the light. We sing these hymns full of message. They have zero entertainment in them. Zero entertainment, but full of life. This one, let allow just me read it and then we pray. There is a call comes ringing over the restless wave. Yes, you will interpret. You will. I did not call you there. You will interpret. You will try to interpret. I want them to understand. There is a call that comes ringing. It comes ringing over the restless wave. Do you know that call? It says, "Send the light, send the light." There are souls to rescue. There are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. It's you and me crying to the Lord of hosts to send the light. The chorus says, "Send the light, the blessed gospel light." That is the light. Tell them about Christ. Don't tell them about anything. They don't need to hear about your degrees. Don't tell them about your marriage. Tell them about Christ. So that light is the gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light and let its radiance beam. You know the beams? I don't know them in Luganda, so I cannot waste my time. But the rays that come from the sun. Yes, let those beams light the world forevermore. God will send that light through you and me. You're only wasting time thinking about your business. How you are going to expand it. You waste your time thinking about your education. You want to go from certificate to diploma to bachelor's to whatever. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offspring at the cross we lay. Send the light. I wish I knew Luganda. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere to be found. Lastly say, let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light. The Lord sends the light unto us and we send it into people. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light. Are you sending the light? What are you doing? What are you wasting your time doing on this earth? When you hear of death, you know that death exists. Until it touches someone that is closer to you, that's when you'll know it differently. It has just killed a friend of mine that I grew up with in Lira. We sang together in the same choir, same praise and worship teams. We composed songs for our choirs together. I was a composer, also a composer. We came to Kampala. I joined Glatan Bible College. He joined KEST, just near Makerere Hill. After his bachelor's in theology, he came and told me, I've realized that Christianity is deceiving us. Our true religion is our ancestors. I asked him, Joshua, what has happened to you? So as I was trying to help him come back to the way, he decided to go far from me. Went to Lira from Kampala. For almost 10 years, he could not even receive my calls. I had become an enemy. He wanted to be wealthy. After a few years, we got news that we had become stinking with wealth in Lira. Very wealthy. Then we started seeing the pictures of their kids really enjoying life. But had abandoned Christ, had thrown him into his dustbin. I don't know what he had done. When I took things, then they started asking him to pay back. In December 2020, we received a call that the wife went and bought petrol and poured on herself and put a matchbox. She died. She burnt herself to death. She died after saying these words. My husband is being taken any time from now. I love him so much. I cannot remain in this world without him. Therefore, let me go before him. What did they do? I can't tell you. I don't know. I've been in Kampala. She bound herself to death in 32 ashes. The husband was rushed to lead her hospital. Friday, no, Wednesday, he passed on. Me and my wife wanted to go to Lira because of the closeness that these two families were, but he did not allow us even to go there. They have left young kids alone. When we tell you, don't marry or get married to people who are not in Christ, you say, you guys also, that one is beautiful, his handsome, is rich. You simply think that they will disturb you, but they touch things. Mama Jovian said, all these years, things have been coming to disturb her in her body. She did not have peace with all that wealth. Give your life to Christ. That light of the gospel will guide you in whatever you do. It will guide you to choose a partner, a wife or a husband. They were rich, but she did not have peace in that house. And finally, the things that were coming to disturb her every night started telling her, go and hang yourself. I have a video, I got it from Spark TV. They were broadcasted, if that's what you say, I don't know. It's not bad. Go and hang yourself. She was telling the neighbor, friend, I'm hearing voices pushing me to go and hang myself. And finally she put petrol and burnt herself. I'm still alive. I'm still strong. Because of Christ. Why are you joking with your life, my friend? Give your life to Christ. His degree from Kest. Is in Lira. No one will use it. Not a son, not a daughter. The houses, people can even start coming to snatch them. If he left loans on at the bank, they will just take them all. Don't waste your life, brother John Piper said. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word. Even if I spoke up to tomorrow, if your Holy Spirit does not come to speak to them, they will not understand anything. They will just take this thing for granted. Let your Holy Spirit speak, O Lord. Let him use my weak words to show us the importance of these things, Lord. You said that you are the way, the life, and the truth, the way, and the life. And no one can see the Father except through you. We are seeing people who don't have you. They are even losing their carnal lives. They are losing it. Lord, help us. Help these people. Become also soldiers like our brothers and sisters we are learning in Scripture. To go and send the light everywhere. The light of the gospel of Christ. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.